Screen. It's Don Knotts. Don, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Don, welcome to the Rick and Bubba Show. We're so honored to have you. I mean, you're like an icon to us, and I know you get told that all the time, but I mean, what is it like being Mr. Comedy Legend?
Well, I don't know that I'm Mr. Comedy Legend.
Don, you're Mr. Comedy Legend. Now, look,
trust
him.
We know.
And, all right.
And you get compared to everybody who's got a gun now who we're afraid of. You know what I mean? We go, hey, are you one bullet Barney?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a household word.
You know, and you little bitty thing. Now, you know, we're the two sexiest fat men alive. I mean, Don, we've eaten meals bigger than you. You know, and I mean, you are. Is it strange to you the fact that as America, we will not let Barney Fife go? I mean, is that weird to you, or do you still get a kick out of it?
Oh, I get a kick out of it, sure.
I mean, it's one of the greatest television characters of all time.
Ever.
Oh, thank you.
And I know there's been some people who have made some terrible attempts to try to come up with shows as well. We've talked to Betty Lynn. We've talked to Eleanor Donahue. And they all say that I believe it. As far as one talent in one show, we may never see that again.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
Don, how was it working on the Andy Griffith Show? I mean, that had to be quite an experience now that you look back on it, and it's just left such a legacy.
Well, it was just plain fun is what it was. Right from the beginning, Andy and I, we had a chemistry going right away, and we had a lot of fun shooting, and we had a lot of fun off and on camera, and I think that's what showed. You know, the fun showed on the show that we were enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, see if we have this story right, because I've heard people tell it so many different ways. Andy Griffith was doing a movie, No Time for Sergeants, right? Is that correct?
Well, first, he did the play. We both did. That's how we met.
Okay. And you landed the role, or were both of you sheriffs in a small town in that movie, or did you play the part and he was on the opposite end? How did that work?
No, he was the star of the play.
Right.
And I did a small part in it, and I had one scene with him, and that's the first time we ever worked together. And that's how we met, became friends. And then when he got the series, I called him up and suggested myself.
You got it. Well, I, for some reason, I want to call you Barney, Don. I'm sorry about that. But, Don, you talked about chemistry. I mean, when y'all first met, did you know that you had it? Because we've always been told that's something you can't teach. Either have it or you don't. Did you know it right away?
We sure did. Not necessarily in the play, because we didn't have that much to do together in the play. But we became friends there, but we knew real quick on the Andy Griffith Show, within the first one or two episodes, you know, we knew we had that going for us.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it is one of the most popular television shows of all time, and we're looking forward to you coming to Alabama. But Bubba and I have also been talking about all your movies, and I know this weekend it's a Mayberry reunion, and we're definitely pushing that on the show. But his favorite is the Apple Dumpling Game.
Oh,
you
is that right?
You and Tim Conway, talking about chemistry again. You know, growing up, I just wore the, you know, we didn't have videotapes back then, but as soon as they came out, I got it. I still watch it today. I love that movie.
And mine is The Ghost of Mr. Chicken and The Incredible Mr. Limpet when you turn into a fish.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you turn into a fish, I thought, well, and then it goes cartoon, see, when you turn into a fish. But we've been talking about it on the show, too. On The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, we cannot forget the guy that used to say, Attaboy Luther!
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to do that? Because that was great.
Well, I'll tell you, that was, interestingly enough, the way that started, that was originally written just into when I was doing the speech in the park.
Right.
And then we had to do a lot of rewriting. And I got Andy Griffith to come over and help us rewrite it.
I didn't even know that.
So, I mean, y'all are like running buddies then, huh?
Yeah. And, well, he's good at that. And he's the one who suggested that we make that a running gag throughout the movie.
Well, that was a good
one. I mean,
as attaboy, Luther! We do it around the office all the time now, just for fun.
In our running group, that is a deal. I mean, when, you'll hear down the hall at the office, attaboy, Luther! And, you know, we'll work in somebody else's name every now and then, but it's basically the same deal. And, of course, you had so many movies, it'd be impossible to talk about every one of them. But that was...
Don, how about Three's Company? Now, I tell you, that I enjoyed that show growing up. And I tell you, as a teenage boy, one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a funny show.
Well, you know, when you're at that age, you know, girls in shorts, it'll get you attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm telling you, Don, whoever did your wardrobe when you were on Three's Company, they had a sense of humor, didn't they?
Yeah.
Of course, all that style's coming back now. If you looked around, everybody's dressing like that.
Yeah. They surprise me every week, I'll tell you that.
And then, of course, you did, I guess, the last television you did was some cameos on Madlock. Was that right?
Yeah, that was the last regular thing I did. Right. I just did a part of the movie, too.
Where? What movie?
It's not out yet. It's called Pleasantville. New Line Pictures produced it.
But should we be looking for that coming out pretty soon?
I think it'll be out next summer. Now, I just have a running part in it. I'm not the star or anything.
Just a little cameo action?
Yeah.
Well, when we do Rick and Bubba the movie, we want you in.
All right.
I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I know you don't come. I know you don't come cheap. But I mean, our budget will be very low. And but we'll be calling you. And you know, I was looking too. I did not know this, Don. I'm looking at the sheet right now. Were you in Gus? About the mule that kicked field goals?
Oh, yeah, sure I was.
I went to see that movie. Were you the coach?
Yeah.
That's right, I remember that. Don was the coach for crying out loud.
I forgot all about that. My little brother put on that stupid, they were selling these helmets with donkey ears coming up out the top of them.
Oh, yeah.
At all the theaters. Uh-huh. And I remember sitting at the Chi Hall Cinema watching that movie. I forgot you were the coach of the team.
That's right.
I forgot all about that until I was looking at the list. You were in a ton of Disney movies.
Yeah, I was under contract there for about 6 years.
Yeah, well, you had to do one with that Volkswagen, too, Herbie. How was that working with a car? Herbie goes to Monte Carlo.
Well, that was neat because I got a trip. I got to go to Paris and Monte Carlo.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess that is a good deal. Well, have you ever been to Alabama, Don?
Oh, sure.
Have you really?
Sure.
Well, I mean,
Don, let me ask you this. I mean, you're such a huge star. Do you ever get tired of going out to these things and or doing silly interviews over the telephone or radio stations? Do you ever get tired of that?
No.
Are you right now going, why am I talking to Rick and Bob? Or do you still get up for it?
I still get a kick out of it.
Well, I wish you could come in and spend some time on our show. A lot of people have referred to Rick and Bubba as modern-day Andy and Barney.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we weigh a lot more.
Yeah,
we look like with a terrible bee sting.
It's kind of like we're Andy and Barney, but we look like Otis. You see where we're coming from?
Yeah.
And we have had a ton of people ask us if you ever married Barney, the character, married Thelma Lou, and we told them you did in the final reunion movie, right?
That's right. The last one we did.
Yeah, and somebody was asking how you pulled her away from the husband she had in the reunion before, and I told them we didn't know.
Which is that now?
Yeah, she married some guy.
Yeah, what happened to her husband?
Yeah, how did y'all write him out? Thank goodness.
You know, I don't remember. I don't think they bothered.
I mean, are you saying that Barney just kind of pulled a move? I mean, is that what I'm...
Barney the player?
That's right. I've heard a nipping at the bud. This is ridiculous. I love it. And what did Thelma Lou do for a living? We forgot to ask her that, and everybody's been calling the show asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so nobody knew.
I don't think they ever mentioned
that. Well, and you know, Barney... Now, we thought Andy was the biggest player on the show, but didn't Barney have a running thing with a girl over at the Bluebird Cafe? Juanita?
Sure.
Yeah. And you had Thelma Lou, who you went around town with, was Juanita just kind of a, you know, just nobody ever saw her. That's just something, a running thing you always had going?
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, your facial expressions, when you was getting your hair all slicked up, ready to go out on town, I mean to tell you, it slays me today. I just can't take it.
Yeah. And you know, they're all out there trying, and there's some very popular shows, but they're all chasing what you guys pulled off, and that is a show that you can sit and watch with anybody in your family and just bend over laughing, and you're to be commended for that. It is timeless. It will live forever.
Well, thanks so much.
Now, we usually ask everybody, now I don't know if you will do this. Now, I'm not going to try to put you on the spot, but Betty Lynn and Eleanor Donahue did it for us, and that's these little things where we will play to kind of with your show coming up this weekend, and what will that involve, Don? Let's do that quickly. It's a night with Don Knox. spots.
But what can everybody look forward to?
If we're coming to the show, what will we see?
Well, my part of it is I just do pretty much a stand-up.
Right.
I do a few monologues. I do questions and answers with the audience, and that's about it.
So, and then
I think it's a good show.
Oh, yeah, and then they get to meet some of the other characters.
Sure, they're all there.
Yeah, do you have different characters at each location? Because, I mean, if you went through all the characters of the show, I mean, you that could be never-ending. Do you get different ones at different dates?
It does vary a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I know y'all came to Oxford Aniston a few. I guess it's been about 6 months ago, and I don't think you came, but some other members of the cast came, and so mm-hmm. This is kind of an ongoing thing. The Mayberry reunion part of it is kind of ongoing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, hey, go out and see Don Knotts, one of what we feel like the funniest man ever.
Don, before you go, we have to ask you this favor. We get a little celebrity drop for most of the people we interview, and it would just absolutely mean the world to us if you'd give us a little, hey, this is Don Knotts, listen to Rick and Bubba type thing, or a little, could you do the little nippet in the bud for us? I mean, I know you have to get worked up to do that, but that is so huge. That would mean the world to us.
I mean, we would love it if you'd say, hi, this is Don Knotts, and you're listening to Rick and Bubba, two guys who nip it at the bud. I mean, we would just think that'd be great. Would you do that for us? Just make our day.
Okay.
All right, just whenever you're ready.
All right. Hey, this is Don Knotts. You're listening to Rick and Bubba, who nip it in the bud.
Don Knotts, you're very gracious. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
Come see us if you're up this way. I know you keep a busy schedule, but we're going to try to catch the show, and if you're ever around this way, come see us.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
There he goes, Bubba. There he goes.
There he was. I can't believe we talked to the great Don Knotts.
In 2 weeks, Brett Favre and Don Knotts. Oh, my God. It really is incredible, and super, super nice guy. Everybody's been good. It is the Mayberry reunion this Saturday night, the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center.